ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Papua New Guinea where the police are investigating the hijacking of sea cucumbers in the province of Daru. The incident sparked an outbreak of violence and highlighted the volatility of the industry and its dangers. Dr. Ralph Munner is a senior lecturer in the School of Natural Sciences at the University of Papua New Guinea, and he spoke to ABC's Godwin Eke about the recent heist.
We know coastal communities such as Daru depends heavily on sea cucumber income. Now, just recently, local fishermen were hijacked or held at gunpoint, and sea cucumber bags were taken, causing riots on the island. This is a bit unusual, and does it have anything to do with the value of sea cucumber?
No, I think there's some sort of interest group that trying to infiltrate the sea cucumber business as a middleman, and that caused the havoc. It didn't work out well. That's why there was a problem there, and then they had to, you know, bring in all these thugs, military people there, and then went out of hand. And, you know, and I don't know whether they're trying to solve this issue right now, but I think it was trying to be hijacked by an outsider for sea cucumber trade. I think that's what I begin to understand.
What national policies guide sea cucumber management, and how effective has the national government seen sea cucumber management plan when it comes to harvesting, regulating harvest?
Well, NFA, I think it's the policy on the paper is it has no problem. What's on the paper, but nonetheless, people tend to abide with this moratorium and opening of the fisheries and the sale of the resources. So, for instance, at Daru, there are some buyers there, all right, so-called buyers, and they buy, there's several big companies there, they buy those resources from the fishermen, for example, lobsters and sea cucumber and other fishery products. They buy them from the fishermen, and then they export. So they are well established on the island, that I know of.
And how well are the enforcement mechanisms, you know, such as compliance and surveillance when it comes to sea cucumber harvesting?
Yeah, well, you know, you have these those companies there, and once the season is so open, people just get their products and sell it to those middlemen. And, of course, they will do the recording. They'll have to collect the data. You know, there are certain areas where they also have total allowable catch. They only have certain tonnage, certain part of the country. You don't over catch those quotas. So once they, get all this data, they will have an idea of how much is yet to be harvested, or they reach their quota. When they reach their quota, well, that means fisheries have ceased.
What is the current status of major sea cucumber species in PNG waters, and how quickly do the exploited species recover the fisheries closures?
Well, sea cucumber is a slow-growing animals. They're just slow-growing. And then you go to a deeper waters, like then you will see other species like the white tip and the black tip. Those are the two most expensive species, and they live in reeflets where the seawater is clear and clean there. So, and they're quite expensive, and they go very slowly to repopulate the area.
What monitoring systems are in place to monitor stock health?
I really don't know what the NFA is doing. Probably they will send some person over to actually literally go there and have a look at the stocks and do a report like what I've done in 2013. Probably they should be doing this as well, I assume.
So is there a potential to see sea cucumber aquaculture or hatchery development in PNG?
Yes, the NFA tried that. They have an aquaculture center in Nago Island in KVN. I think there were one or two scientists, and they were trying to mariculture the sandfish. They were trying to transfer the technology.
How do global demand of sea cucumber influence the price and pressure in PNG?
Oh, man, it's crazy. As I said, this is the most expensive fishery. You know, now at the Canada Island, they're selling like a kilogram for 200 kina. Can you believe that? So this is the kind of incentive that people are, they're ripping off of what they have done with their resources. I can say it's the most expensive fisheries in the country.
What research gaps exist in PNG's sea cucumber management?
When it comes to mariculture, as I've said, Nago Island, they're trying to mariculture the sandfish. They're trying to follow the example from Fiji. Fiji, they were doing the same thing. And then I think it's the only species that they can easily culture. Other species are quite difficult because their biology too we don't understand.
And that is Dr. Ralph Manner, a senior lecturer in the School of Natural Sciences at the University of Papua New Guinea.